What's the nature of your emergency?
Welcome back to the Tactical Living Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Walton, joined by Sergeant Walton. Clint, how are you?
I'm good.
In today's episode, I thought that we could recount some of the most popular ways that I am seeing first responders adopt super healthy habits in 2024. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy today's content. Clint, what do you think is one of them?
Health and fitness.
The first one I have on this list is prioritizing mental health check-ins. I feel like a lot of first responders are understanding the importance of just having an outlet and being able to schedule regular mental health check-ins, whether it's with a professional psychotherapist or if it's just some, you know, a buddy, a coworker, a friend inside of our police, fire, military, and families Facebook group, just having ways to be able to say, hey, this is what's going on. Every single Wednesday, I put up a post inside of our group, and it's pretty much like a, hey, this is a safe space. We're here to hold space for you. Vent it out. By far, that is one of my most popular weekly posts. They understand that this is the place for them to do it. People will wait until Sunday when something happened, and they will go back to Wednesday because they know that that post was put there. And if something is going on, they will stress it. They will put whatever is happening in their lives, and they have an entire community of people who are there to support them. And I think that that is an important thing for us to all recognize and to be able to continue to carry with us, not just in 2024, but thereafter.
You know, it's really cool that people do that, and they can always track back to that post. And it's as you were saying that, it made me think of, I was like, well, because people know this post is coming on Wednesdays, it's not like they sit and hold on to it. Like, they'll go back and be able to push that forward, push out what's bothering them in that moment, and be able to find that support in that instance where they need it and on any given day.
Yeah, one of the coolest things for me is seeing the community engagement. And a lot of times people will use this recurring post as a check-in. Like, hey, you guys, I know that you know that I crashed my car and I was still struggling with the insurance adjuster. And, you know, I haven't had a vehicle to drive in the past 2 weeks. I just wanted to give you guys an update that they're finally sending the check to me. So, like, how cool is it to be able to have this sort of trail and, you know, everybody stays up to date with what's going on and people comment and engage. And, you know, having a real community like that is wonderful. It's something that I am so privileged to be a part of every single day. And I think that another one I have on here, this is number two, is the adoption of mindfulness and meditation. I know we had interviewed Vance Rowe. He is like the yoga master for first responders. And I just think it's so cool to see like a big tough guy, and he's posting all these different yoga poses and things like that. And he's so grounded and so down to earth. And you can truly, you know, from his testament of how much incorporating yoga into his life has changed, that's on the inside. But on the outside, somebody looking in, you just see, like, man, this dude is real. He's got it, right?
In saying that, it's one of those things, like, and most people don't really know, you know, how it could truly impact you, is that meditation and mindfulness too. And Ash and I've talked on this multiple times, is it's something that we practice on a daily basis too. Whether it's good, bad, or ugly, it's always something good to continue that practice with and become an expert with it, because the more you do it, the easier it becomes to enact it in your day to day. And it alleviates so much pressure that you have on yourself.
Yeah, it's really great that you brought that up, because we have become so in tuned, and it has been incorporated into just the way that we live our lives, to where it's a second nature. We don't necessarily have to think about these sorts of things anymore with adopting those grounding and those mindful techniques, because of the extensive training that we've gone through, and then the reminders that we've given to each other. And that does not mean that it's picture perfect. An example of that is yesterday we have a baby Pomeranian, and this dog is, there's something wrong with him in terms of how micro he is. He is, we never expected him to be, he never grew. He's a puppy and then he never grew. Yeah. And I've been having some some issues with our groomer, because when he comes back from the groomer, he has these little sores, and you can tell that, you know, mom is real gentle with her little baby dog. And I don't think that your dog should come back with sores, because to me, that means that they're like pulling his fur out and not being gentle while they're grooming him. And so I gave him a bath, and his nails are getting so out of control. So what we've done is we've just been taking him to get his nails done, but he cried like 3 times yesterday. So we decided to try to use the Dremel, like the groomer does, and the Dremel got caught in his fur. And this happened twice. And Clint was holding the dog, and it's, you know, the Dremel, you need to turn it off, but it's like wrapped around a Pomeranian's fur. And, you know, he didn't cry, but like it hurt him. It had to have, right? I did what I didn't want the groomer to do by pulling his fur. And so I had a really hard time calming down, because I can't fathom anything hurting my dog, which is why I don't want to take him back to the groomer. And so to know that I did something like that to hurt him, you know, Clint, you called me out and you said, baby, your hands are shaking so bad. And they were, just because I was so upset that, you know, I did something to hurt my dog unintentionally. And so that was a great reminder of me needing to perform some of, you know, box breathing and just further grounding myself to be able to get out of what was happening to my body in that state. So it's really great that you brought that up, Clint. And another one that I have on here is going back to the one that you said, Clint, which is structured physical fitness programs.
You know, it's one of those things like everyone thinks of, and you have to go to the gym and you have to go and do these workouts on a daily basis. And if that works for you and you want to do that, great, do it. I also am a huge proponent of finding other avenues to where, okay, so you want to work out. You don't want to go and lift weights. You don't want to get on a treadmill and run for hours and hours. Okay, get outside, take your dog for a walk. Do some yard work in your front yard. Like, find avenues in which you're getting your blood flowing and having it in your routine on a regular basis to be able to keep moving forward. If you want to go to the gym and work out for 2-3 hours, whatever it may be, then do that. Absolutely. But find that balance that works for you.
Yeah, and people have overcomplicated fitness. My fitness regimen, my structured program, is one that I recently shared with you, Clint, and something seemed to click for you. And that is that make sure your body is in a caloric deficit, meaning that you are consuming less calories than you are expending every single day. We have an Oura ring. It's incredibly simple to be able to track this in today's realm of technology. If you want to weigh 200 pounds, whatever the weight is that you want to weigh, make sure that you're eating that many grams of protein every single day. Get in your 10,000 steps every single day. Drink your gallon of water every single day. And if you don't want to, work out, then do something else that's promoting strength training, because that's going to help you with body recomposition. And then you can make adjustments later on. But I think that people just complicate life. And especially when it comes to health and fitness, you know, a lot of people, especially nowadays, all they're trying to do is to make a buck out of your difficulty maybe in that area. So I think that a structured fitness and health program that works for you is definitely one of the things I'm seeing a lot of people who are adopting into their healthy habits for 2024. And the last one that I'm sorry, we have two more to go. So we have nutritional adjustments. I think that goes along with what we just talked about. And then the last one here is peer support groups or peer support systems.
You know, it's finding, and we talked about this in the previous episode, it's finding your community, finding somewhere where you can go to express your wins, your losses, your gains, your reward, like everything that you want to share with someone. That's where you go to your community to share it. Whether good, bad, or ugly, I love that terminology of that good, bad, or ugly, because no matter what, you know you can go and lean on those individuals to provide you the support where you would need it.
Yeah, and it has to be the one that works for you. I think that we are at a place now where we really don't have an excuse to not have a community outside of the fact that perhaps we don't want to put in the effort. And if that is you, I would highly recommend joining our Police, Fire, Military, and Families Facebook group, because there is practically zero effort. I do the legwork for you in prompting you with daily questions, and we have endless support. I hope you've gotten some value out of today's episode. If you have, do us a favor, drop a review, subscribe down below. And as always, know that I am sending you a long, tight hug from my home to yours.